Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, some more skullduggery in Wisconsin. You know, you would think that we're the least skullduggery state in the country after fighting Bob La Follette to senators like Bill Proxmire, Gaylord Nelson, governors like Pat Lucey, members of Congress like Les Aspin, members of Congress like Dave Obie and Jerry Klitschko, Al Baldus. I mean, even on the Republican side, we had Bill Steiger. We had very decent people in all the parties, Bob Kastenmeier. How have we degenerated to skullduggery? How has that happened? Well, this Gableman, former Justice Gableman, in 10 years had one term, subject of two ethics complaints, which he beat. Supreme Court dismissed him, but he beat him. But he wasn't getting reelected. And remember, to review the bidding on this thing, Voss hired him at your expense, courtesy of you. You're welcome, by the way. You're welcome. How much did you pay in state taxes last year? Well, I'll tell you what he's getting paid and his gorillas. And you tell me, is that going to gobble up your state taxes? It's going to gobble up my state taxes. Gableman was the muscle. Voss hired muscle to perpetuate the big lie that there was something wrong with the election in Wisconsin, which is false. I've been voting for now, 50 years more. And I'll tell you what. Wisconsin's most honest state in the country. The poll workers are great, usually elderly people who kind of like doing this as a camaraderie, Republican and Democrat. They sit there, take your name, they demand to see your ID. Totally on the up and up, totally on the up and up. Well, Voss decided he had to hire muscle because he was getting hit from the far right in his own party. Gableman is the muscle. But the muscle can only act through gorillas. So Gableman hired gorillas. They originally hired three gorillas, three former cops, who then decided they didn't want to do it. Voss initially tried to smoke a fake pitch by and goes, well, we're only going to pay Gableman 40 grand. We're going to pay his gorillas something like 9 grand. Now he goes, well, we're going to pay a minimum of 680 grand. Hey, did anybody out there pay more than 680 grand in state taxes last year? If you did, call up Luke and Luke will put them through. But I don't know if you did. 680 Jesus, 680 large. And that's the minimum. When they hired at state expense gerrymander experts 10 years ago, they paid him a couple of million bucks. And they've hired them again, and now it's in the courts. The lower courts have said you can't use state money for gerrymandering like that. Supreme Court is going to hear it. We'll see what happens. But thank you. Congratulations. It's on you. It's on your state taxes. So the muscle hires the gorillas, and now the muscle, Gableman, says, I want to examine the voting machines to make sure there is no, quote, illegality. I want the metadata, the router info, and access logs. Now, the clerks in Brown County, in Milwaukee County, have already told Branchin, Representative Branchin, the Republican piece of work from Menominee Falls, that they're not going to obey her subpoena. It's fake subpoena. They've got to tell the muscle and the gorillas, we're not turning this over. In Milwaukee, you know, there are a lot of voting machines. You turn those over, they're ruined. They can sneak a bug in there that may be hard to detect. The Ruskies were in our business, in our computers, in the government for about 9 months before anybody caught on. And then it wasn't the government. It was some private outfit that notified the government. It'd be very, very easy for the Ruskies, using the muscle and the gorillas, to slip it in here. Wisconsin have to buy new voting machines, have to scrap the old ones, millions of dollars, just like in Maricopa County, Arizona, Phoenix. They turn them over and they got to buy new ones. And there is a federal rule that this cannot be turned over to the muscle and the gorillas or anybody else for 22 months. Should never be turned over to the muscle and the gorillas, but 22 months should be kept in the chain of custody, kept with people who were authorized, the state secretary of state and the election commissioners and boards, to handle this stuff. You don't give it out to freelancers because you happen, this is Cyber Ninja, except they don't call it Cyber Ninja, but Cyber Ninja down in Arizona did it, and they put some of the stuff on unmarked trucks and sent it to a cabin in Montana. Montana, nobody knows why, nobody was in the cabin, and there are no trespassing signs around the cabin. But this is Wisconsin. We don't do this kind of stuff. You know, the, where I voted several locations in Milwaukee when they've changed it over the years, several in the North Shore when they've changed it over the years. Most honest people in the world. And I know poll workers and people involved the polls in most of the counties in the state, and the most honest people in the world. But you get a couple of gorillas go in there, say, I'm an off-duty police officer, man. We think there is some illegality, ma'am. And they start grilling and scare the hell out of them. They're entitled to carry weapons. They're entitled to carry them open carry. You get a, you know, a 75, 80-year-old woman in Park Falls. They won't do it in Park Falls because Trump won. But, you know, in Brown County, Milwaukee County, Dane County, they're going to go home and tell their husbands, you know, I felt real uncomfortable. And he's going to say, well, honey, don't do it next year. Why is the Republican Party interfering with smoothly running elections? Why are they doing this at taxpayer expense, at your expense? Why are they doing this? They are doing it not because they think there's a prayer of overturning the last election, but they're doing it to scare Mabel and Agnes and Edna. That's what they're doing it for, intimidate them. They did that in the year 2000 in Florida, the Hanging Chads. They sent guerrillas, thugs, young men went down there and screamed at these women. And they just stopped the counting. They were afraid. This is violence. It's the start of violence. They don't have to strike them. They don't have to hit them. All they have to do is make them feel uncomfortable. And you already have Ron Johnson in a private conversation that was taped saying that there was nothing wrong with that election in Wisconsin. Trump got 51,000 fewer votes than other Republican candidates for the Congress and the House and the Senate and the Assembly. That wasn't cooked up. People didn't want him. Paul Ryan said the same thing. The same thing. Why is the thug Voss doing this, hiring the muscle Gableman and the gorillas? Why is he doing this? Why is he doing this? He's doing this to scare old folks, by and large, old folks. You know, if there were a 25-year-old poll worker somewhere, he's not going to get scared of this. 80-year-old woman and man, been through a lot. They don't need this. They don't know what's going to happen to them. Scare them, make them jumpy at the next election. That is what is going on, and it's got to be stopped. And these clerks, if Gableman gets a subpoena from Voss, they've got to keep resisting it. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.